Okay, we're up to the hay. In Bala Beis HaKnesses, page 58, if someone comes to Shul, Matzah Tzibur B'Sof P'sukei D'Zimra, he sees that the Tzibur, they're up to, they're getting close to Az Yashir, Omer Baruch Shamar Ashrei. He just says Baruch Shamar, don't say the whole thing, because you're going to miss Baruch, you're going to miss Tefillah with Tzibur. Just say Baruch Shamar Ashrei. And he says, Haluka Halu Es Hashem Min HaShamayim. Right, that's the third one. That's the middle one. Umidalaik Shir LaShem Shir Chadash V'Omer Hallelu El B'Kadsho V'Acharkach V'Omer Yishtabach. And he says you skip all that other stuff. Now, the history of what we said for Pesukei Zimra is just an interesting thing in itself. It's not clear exactly at what time. Our almost universal Pesukei D'Zimra that we say now. I mean, it's pretty much exactly. It's just a little different order on Shabbos between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. And Sephardim on a regular basis say it slightly differently. Ashkenazim and Sephardim say it differently. So, but there's a basic core of Pesukei D'Zimra, and it's not quite clear when that emerged. Right? There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Perkol Kisvei, where someone says, I wish I could be counted amongst those who say Hallel every day. The Gemara concludes that what he meant was something called Pesukei D'Zimra. And on that, I didn't mean Hallel, I meant Pesukei D'Zimra. Rashi writes, Tehillim Kuf Lamed Ches and Kuf Nun. That's it. I assume Rashi included Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because the Gemara refers to that. And the Gemara also refers to saying Tila LeDavid B'chol Yom. Right? Kol HaOmer Tila LeDavid Beis and the Tosefta and Gimel in the Gemara when they started saying another Ashrei for Musaf, because on days when you say Musaf you need another Ashrei. So they decided, okay, let's say Ashrei even when we don't say Musaf.
At the end of Davin. That
the Tosefta, the original source says twice a day. In the Gemara, it says three, and then there's a little note where the Bach says, look at the Tosefta, it changed from two to three. All right, fine. We say it three times. So where did we get all these other psukim from? Divrei Yomim, from other Alalukas, and things like that. So it's clear that those are not as crucial because they're added on later. Pashut Maot, right? But once we've saying it for hundreds and hundreds of years, it becomes like a Davar Shakua. But if you had to make a choice, and you came in late, and you wanted Davin Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you won't be able to if you say all those Prokim, all 18 of those Prokim, and you have to choose three or four of them, here's the point, right? Take the ones that are originally part of the, right? Okay. David, I'm going to the Jewish Home and Hospital today also, but a little later
Which
in the
one?
Day.
To life, see Jewish Life on Kingsbridge?
Kingsbridge, yeah.
You going now? Because that's exactly where I'm going. I'm going to see Mary now.
Yeah, I'm not going now, though. I have to go later. So I'm going about
I have
noon.
To bring him his grapes.
About 12.
And I got to go now.
The grapes. I'll bring it to him.
I got to go see him.
Okay, fine. All right. Sorry about that. Okay, so V'mer halu el b'kodsho, that's kuf nun. V'chakach omer yishtabach. And then the Yotzer, v'imein shehus kolkach yidaleg gam mizmor halu es Hashem min haShamayim. V'imein lo shehus Yotzer yomer rak baruch shamar ashrei v'yishtabach. Right, baruch shamar ashrei v'yishtabach. That's mamish the skeleton of Pesukei D'Zimra. Okay, imyesh lo shehus Yotzer yomer baruch shamar hodu l'Hashem kiru ad v'hu rachum v'yidaleg ad v'hu rachum shekodem. Right, you know there are charts for this. You're not going to remember this, but. All right, but at least remember that the barest skeleton is Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach. But what happens, push comes to shove, what happens if you come so late that you only have time to put on tefillin and start Baruch Hu? Is it better to skip the whole Pesukei D'Zimra so you have tefillin b'tzibur? And the answer the poskim say is yes. Because the klal, la'olam yisader adam shivcho shamakam ve'achar kach yispalel, right? You should say Shevach Rist, which we obviously are really saying, we're pouring it on with Pesukei D'Zimra, that's the Shevach, right? But we also fulfill that with the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei. Yisadu Shivcho Shemakom, Avos, Gvuros, and Kedusha. And then I'll go Mispalel. What is Mispalel? Is I pray for something. That's the middle part of Shmon Esrei. And then when I finish praying, then I say, oh, thanks for all this, whatever you're going to do for me.
Did you go back into the skeleton of Psuke de Zimra afterwards?
So that's the Magen Avraham asked that question. So he suggests that at that point, it's not shayach anymore. Shevach after tefillah is not shayach. But some people who want to, you know, it's not worse than putting up a tilam and saying tilam. You know, but okay, but
what about Baruch Shamar? It's a bracha.
So then, yeah, Baruch Shamar Yishtabach. There, they say really can't go back and say the brachos of Psukim Zimra. So the safest thing to do, no, you should. The safest thing to do is just to say, if you know today the way we daven, just knock off Baruch Shamar. Excuse me for using that terminology. Just say Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach, and then you say the way we daven. It's so quick. That's why we took this out for Havinenu. Why doesn't anyone say Havinenu? Has anyone ever said Havinenu? Have you ever said Havinenu? No, no one. I never met a person in my life who said Havinenu. After the Birmingham, no one printed anymore. Havinenu was a shortened form of Shemon Esrei if you're in a big hurry. Yeah, but and Tosfos says in Daf Dalet that if you're late for Mariv, say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen instead of Shemon Esrei, because so you don't have to walk home from Shul alone. Who in his right mind has ever done that? Right? The answer is because Baruch Hashem Olam V'Amen used to take 2 minutes. Shemoneh Esrei used to take 25 minutes. So there's a cheshbon there. Okay, I don't want to walk home alone. But now Baruch Hashem Olam V'Amen takes a minute, 20 seconds, and Shemoneh Esrei takes 3 minutes. So what are we gaining?
If you move down, slowly, then worse to say because you know that by the time they would reach 18, this is cool.
Yes,
a lot of time.
Catch up, yeah. The shows in Israel do this.